Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know that this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
Well, you know, traditionally on Friday, we come out, hang out with you, sit down, have a conversation, talk about some things that are going on inside of this world. Now, the weird part about this was that we ended up doing something yesterday on one of the other shows here on Safety FM, and we have decided to come back, and as we were moving forward, opposed to just kind of not referencing it on some of the other shows, we have decided to play this clip on this particular show, and we're titling it New to You. So sit back and enjoy this special clip coming from the Rated R Safety Show.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, you know how it goes. 31 minutes past the top of the hour. We are hanging and banging and doing the things that we get to do on this lovely day. So if you did hang out this morning and you were paying close attention to titling, let's talk about it because, you know, titles are important. Or coverage are important, or something's important. I know something is supposed to be said there that's supposed to make some rhyme or reason on why we came up with this. So, new to you, safety, or is it old to you? Think about this real quick. I want you to think about whatever versionality of safety you interact with day in and day out inside of your organization. And if you're not inside of an organization, let's talk about the version of safety that you interact with day in and day out. You got it? Are you thinking about it? Are you giving it some of that brain power towards it? So here's the gig. Let's talk about this. When you first heard about it, was it new or was it old? But hold on. Was it old, meaning had it been around for some period of time? Or was it something that it was the first time that you had ever heard about it? But even though it was the first time you had ever heard about it, and it still could have been old, was it new to you? Now think about this. This is confusing to some as we talk about this real quick. Let's just kind of throw it all totally off kilter for a moment because I think it might be a little bit easier. Have you ever heard the Seventh Symphony? Yes, that Seventh Symphony. Have you ever heard it? Well, the first time that you heard it, was it new or was it old? Huh. I mean, think about how interesting that question is. Because it was new to you, but it did exist for some time before you heard it the first time. And I don't know if you're going to be watching this in the future or listening to this in the future, so it can become a very interesting conversation because I sure as shit know you're not listening to this in the past. But when you start thinking about it, it was old, but it was new. It was old to other people, but new to you. And it might have been one of the greatest sounds that you had ever heard because you had never heard the Seventh Symphony before. And here's what happens a lot of times in life. We go through these aspects of you hear something for the first time and it's fantastic. It could be one of the greatest things you ever heard. It could be also one of the worst things you ever heard. But all of a sudden, it's new to us. So there is the idea of either we want to learn more about it or we want to know less about it. It's one or the other. It's not a combination of both things. That's kind of normally how it goes. So you take these deep dives into things that are older for some people. Think about it. Think about how that actually works. So some people might have heard it over and over and over again. It is the same symphony, but it's new to you, even though it's been around forever or for a long period of time. Let's put it to you that way. It's the same recording. It is the same sound structure. Not much has changed in regard to when it was originally created, unless it was like remastered and you got to listen to a version of that. But here's what happens with most of the times with our safety programs. We get to the point where people start saying, okay, let's talk about this. And we have this assumption of, oh my, we have heard this 1,000 times. How old can it get? But at some point, it was new to you. And also what you have to look at is that there's sometimes people that are around you that have never heard this before. And yes, I know that sometimes some of this work can become mundane. I know that sometimes this work can become repetitive. I know that this work can become difficult. But the thing that you have to remember day in and day out, even though it could be old to you, it could be new to someone else. Or there might be something inside of there that someone has never, and I mean never, heard before. Think about that for just a brief moment. Think about how that impact of hearing that symphony for the first time was for you. Think about it. Think about the different sounds and how it had an impact on what was going on, even though it was old. And nothing against old here, but it was new to you at some aspect. And that's what we tend to forget. Just because you might have heard something 1,000 times does not mean that someone else has. Just because a reality is something real to you does not mean that it's real to somebody else. You're going to have a knowledge base that other people will not have, and vice versa. And that's the interesting thing. If you take a look right now and you're watching this on a screen, not the audio portion alone, you will notice that there are some colors behind me. At this particular moment, there's blue on one side and a greenish yellow on the other. The funny part is that when you take a look at it, based on your reality, that bluish color is slightly different than how I see it. The same thing with the bluish yellow. The colors have changed since I started talking about them as well. I don't want you to get confused there. But that's the thing. The way that you interpret something, the way that I interpret something, is always going to be slightly different. Nobody lives the same reality as someone else. So just because you're interpreting a program or a process or a symphony in one way, shape, or form does not mean that's how other people are going to interpret it as well. That's the great thing about being on a team. You're able to have these discussions that can bring different perspectives out there. So just because it might be old to you, it could be new to someone else. And when you guys gel together, you guys and gals, or you folks, however you want to word it, it changes the perspective of things. Your reality will always be different than mine, and vice versa. Think about that today. Think about the Seventh Symphony. If I wouldn't get in too much trouble, I'd probably go ahead and play that shit. But you know how it goes around here. You never know what you're going to get copyrighted violations for, because it's an easy thing to do. Anyways, I don't think I'm off my rocker today, even though most of the times I think I am.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
So there you go. What did you think? I know a little bit of a different perspective, bringing you something from a different show. Anyways, that's what we have for you today on this Friday. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.